Hey everybody, this is Tom, aka The Ramble Redhead, doing an audio boo for you. And I'm out in the vehicle, and I just thought I'd tell you about something that just happened. I just thought it was kind of neat, and I've done this myself, and I don't know, being the person on the recipient of it, it just really, you know, kind of, I guess, caught me a little bit off guard. But because of the cooler weather, see, what I do is during the day, the company normally wants us to wear our company shirts with our logo, and a lot of times they're short sleeve. So what I do is I normally, if I wear my heavier coat, it gets really, really hot. And so what I do is I kind of wear this jacket that's kind of in between, and it's an Air Force jacket. Because as many of you may or may not know, I was in the Air Force Reserve for over 21 and a half years, and I retired about 6 years ago. And so what happens is every once in a while, I'll wear this jacket, and on the front it has, you know, the new logo, and it says U.S. Air Force, and on the back it says Air Force on it. And I'm at the store returning something, and all of a sudden this guy comes up, and he goes, "So are you in the Air Force?" And I said, "Yeah," and I said I was in the reserve for 21 and a half years. And he goes, "Oh, I just want to say thank you for your service to your country. I really appreciate it." And I said, "Oh, well, thank you. That's really nice of you to do so." And he says, "We don't tell our troops enough." And and I said, "Yeah, that's right. We don't, you know, thank our armed forces or police or firemen or paramedics, you know, the key people that help us." And so I just thought it was really very nice of him. In fact, as I walked out of the car, I just got, you know, because I've walked up and I've seen other military members in uniform and at the airports and stuff, and I always go up to them and I say thank you for serving, because I know it's not an easy job, and especially if you're a younger guy and then you're married and, you know, and all that, no matter who you are, there's always circumstances that you make it a little bit tougher if you're away on deployment or whatever. So I definitely know the sacrifices, and then of course the over 5,000 men and women who have died in the recent conflicts, you know, they've paid the ultimate price. So, and so I kind of wanted to give a big shout out to the families and friends and loved ones of those people, if by chance they're listening. But I just thought it was a really neat moment, and I just thought that was really cool, and I thought I would share it with you. So if you by chance see somebody in the uniform, or you see them wear something that says the military on it, you know, go up and ask them if they served, and if they did, then thank them, or if they're a family member, then, you know, thank them for being so supportive of the one that is serving. So I think it's really important, especially not only during the holiday season, but, you know, basically all year long, and what you can do to kind of pay back and thank the ones that are doing, you know, maybe a little bit something different than maybe you or I would. So that's really what I wanted to say. So I hope you're all having a great day. And I hope that you have a great holiday if I don't talk to you again, and I wish you all the best. Talk to you later. Bye.